This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. So the Wall Street Journal's middle seat columnist Scott McCartney brings up a good point. We pick flights by price and schedule, but if time is of the essence and when isn't it, it's worth considering flights' reliability of landing on time. There is a method to the madness. Here to break it all down is the Wall Street Journal's middle seat columnist Scott McCartney, patching in via Skype. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you.
Oftentimes when we're picking out our flights, we do see the precise aircraft. Most people really don't know one from the other, but maybe it's worth learning a bit about them, considering different aircrafts have varying records for on-time arrivals and cancellations and what have you. What are some factors that come into play? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Age is a factor at every airline except Delta. Delta does an amazing job with reliability with their older airplanes, and they've got lots of older airplanes. But at other airlines, we did see a difference between older fleets and younger fleets. Size is an issue. The smaller regional jets have less reliability than larger planes. And that's really a function of how airlines react to storms and disruptions, where they have to thin out schedules. And so they whack the smaller airplanes so they get the most people moving to their destination that they can. But more than anything, it wasn't so much the airplane as how the airline used the airplane. Mm. So planes that are basically small fleets inside the airplane. There may be a couple dozen of the jets instead of a couple hundred. Those perform with less reliability, more cancellations, more late flights. They generally, if you take a smaller fleet and you spread it out over several hubs, you're not going to have spare airplanes available. You're not going to have a whole lot of options if something goes wrong for switching out airplanes. If you have a couple hundred airplanes of the same variety and you concentrate them at hubs, well, when something goes wrong with one, you just switch to a different one. And people can be on their way. A lot of times the passenger doesn't even know that there's been an aircraft switch. You can do a lot more things to keep your reliability up. So it turned out to be more of an issue of man over machine, if you will. How airlines schedule the airplanes really mattered more.
And you were able to break this down so succinctly due to the data that's available. Is there a lot of research on this? Are airlines pouring a lot into analyzing and understanding aircraft reliability in general?
Yeah, they really are. I think this is something that airlines have always looked at, but they're able to look at it with much more detail now. And I think they're learning more about how to run a schedule of a very large airline. You know, we've had a lot of consolidation in the business, and so they're learning new things. But airlines do look at their reliability plane by plane, fleet by fleet. You know, Delta is a great example. Delta is doing some amazing things where they put a team together of mechanics and engineers, and also a bunch of data geeks, and they're able to really sort of predict failures. They claim 90% accuracy. It's really remarkable, and so they look at all kinds of key parts of the airplane, and if a particular generator, they may have put a monitor on it. They may have figured out that there are signs of with other things that lead back to the likelihood that generator is going to fail soon, and so they swap it out before it fails and eliminate a potential cancellation. There's just a lot going on in this area where they're doing a lot of things to improve reliability.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Scott McCartney about how to pick on-time flights. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Your Money Matters. Thanks for joining us. So, Scott, I encourage all of our listeners to check out your middle seat column that kind of lays it all out. Before we go, any last tips? What would your top takeaway be?
I think it really is something to look at. You know, people who travel frequently, they may have favorite airplanes. They like a particular seat. They like a particular cabin. But it really is worth looking at. And you know, you don't on a lot of trips, you don't have a choice. It's all regional jets. It's all certain type of airplane. But on a lot of busy routes, you do have a choice. So if you look at it and you say United Airlines 737s had 82% on-time reliability in the over the time periods we looked at, and the 757s were only 70%. So that's a significant difference. And if you have an option to take a 737 instead of a 757, and it's important for you to get there on time, you might want to hedge your bets a little bit.
Certainly worth considering. Scott McCartney, thank you so much for the time.
Sure. Always good to be with you.
For more on Scott McCartney's coverage, you can head to WSJ.com. He is creator, of course, of the weekly Middle Seat column on airlines and travel for the Journal. This has been Your Money Matters. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.